The angel said many years ago, said, you know, pain only exists where current doesn't flow. And the current flowing through you is God, and the only thing you can do without it is die.
I see. Interesting. Okay.
Can you repeat?
Pain only exists where current doesn't flow.
Also pain, das Leid existiert nur dort, wo, what does not flow?
The current, the electrical current.
The electric, okay, dort, wo der Strom nicht fließt, dort kann, nur dort kann Leid oder Schmerz existieren, ja?
And the electrical current flowing through you is God.
Und der elektrische Strom fließt through, from, out from God, oder what?
Through you.
Through you, aus Gott, also is, durch is dich, durch God. Dieser elektrische Strom, ja.
And the only thing you can do without it is die.
And what?
And the only thing you can do without it is die.
Und without it, also ohne Strom kannst du nur sterben. Okay, ich hoffe, sie meint es so. Ist so. Aber
if you don't
Strom
have
nicht.
Tie in to God, then your only choice is to die.
Okay, also wenn du diesen Strom, diese Verbindung nicht hast, dann bist du sozusagen, gehst du aus dem Körper raus.
Actually, Michelle, there is something I learned many years ago in Gerhard. The greys, the 4-foot-tall greys with the big black eyes, you know, the robotic species, they are on the path to extinction because they all suffer from what's called progenesis. Progenesis, Gerhard, is a disease of where if you copy a picture, if you copy your DNA, clone it over and over and over again, the DNA starts to break down. Because you're violating cosmic law. And eventually you will become extinct. It doesn't work anymore.
Also Fred spricht, Ted spricht gerade von den Greys, die Grauen, also von Außerirdischen, die offensichtlich, so wie er meint, die DNA immer wieder kopiert haben und dadurch auch krank geworden sind.
And it doesn't matter what kind of technology you have, because technology will not save you. Sorry. Egal. Only God can save you, and if you're cut off from God, you won't get help. Period. Okay, you can only go so far.
Und wenn du eben von Gott getrennt bist, dann kannst du nur sterben. Also bleiben wir Kontakt.
The Greys, at one time, many millennia ago, I don't know if you know this story, Michelle, or not, many millennia ago, were humanoid, like humans. And they had just discovered space travel when they were leaving the Orion constellation. And when they were leaving the Orion constellation, a Draco reptilian huge mothership showed up. And they captured all the men, sold them to slavery. And they killed all the women and children except for 1,600, which they genetically engineered to become a slave species to serve the reptilians, and they took out their emotions, much like the mRNA shots do. They take out our emotions. They shut down the chakra systems. This is very old technology. They've had it for millennia. The new thing is that they're just trying it out. And Area 51, since 1954, that's one of the projects the reptilians have been working on, is fine-tuning that technology and putting it into a shot where they could enslave and kill off much of humanity and then slave the rest. So that's the whole story in 25 words or less.
Also ich sage da nur ganz wenige Worte. Also die Greys, die Grauen, waren auch einmal Humanoide. Und als sie von der Alliance, von der Vereinigung weggegangen sind, wurden sie sozusagen von den Reptiloiden ausgelöscht, bis auf ein paar wenige, und die wurden gentechnisch manipuliert. Und Ted sagt, so ähnlich ist es jetzt, also in Area 51 ist das jetzt, gibt es ein Programm oder gab es das, weiß ich nicht, dass eben diese Genmanipulation auch über die Impfprogramme auch eben ermöglicht hat. Gut. Can you do also the angels say this story, or can you agree to this story, or what do you say, Michelle?
Well, you know, when we last visited, that actually came up, if you recall, And it's kind of interesting. I was sitting here thinking about it when Ted was talking, and what happened to them overrode their free will, which is why they offered to fix it for them.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Nice.
No, yes or no?
Yes, it can be fixed.
It can be fixed, yeah.
Because they overrode their free will. That's a no-no.
That's a violate galactic law.
Exactly right.
The Greys and the Reptilians are sort of like the criminals of the universe. And they violate cosmic law constantly. It's going to catch up with them, though. They can't continue this life of crime forever.
Also die Kriminellen des Universums sozusagen sind die Greys und die Reptilians, und die können aber nicht so weitermachen.
There's a question on Facebook wanting to know whether the negative beings are fallen angels. I think a lot of them are.
I think that's correct.
I believe a lot of them are. Some of them got into cahoots with them because they thought they were going to get extra, you know, credits.
Right.
They found out later that was not the case.
Die Frage war auf Facebook, ob die negativen Kräfte gefallene Engel sind, und Michelle meint, ja, viele von denen.
Mm-hmm. But I have seen where the fallen angels have come and asked for forgiveness, and they were granted amnesty.
Really?
Sie hat auch gesehen, dass gefallene Engel gekommen sind und um Erlösung gebeten haben, und es wurde ihnen auch gewährt. They came to God, and you saw this?
Yeah, I saw it. Mm-hmm. They came where I was, and they were granted forgiveness. They a lot of things in life, we think it's one way, and we jump in with both feet, and then it turns out not to be what we thought. Mm-hmm. A lot of the fallen angels feel like that.
Interesting. I have to tell you a little story I learned in India many years ago when I lived there. And among people of the Muslim faith, they have a favorite saying. It's Allah Akbar. I believe that's it. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but it means God is great. And it's amazing how benevolent God is. And you see that in Jesus, too. Benevolence and compassion. The Dalai Lama, all that. They have compassion. Where you think it's one way, Gerhard and Michelle, but it isn't. It can be changed.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So. I think it's very interesting that, you know, we as people think that mercy only extends to us.
Mm-hmm.
When there's way more in creation than just us.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, right. And there's a lot more going on there out there in the entire universe than just this planet. However, what happens on Earth is pivotal, it's crucial, because if we don't ascend, that holds back this solar system and the rest of this galaxy and the universe as well, from what I've been told. So we have a very important role to play.
Also Ted sagt gerade, dass wir auf dieser Erde eben das ganze Sonnensystem und auch die Galaxie gerade etwas zurückhalten, weil wir hinten nachhinken, wenn ich das richtig verstanden habe jetzt.
Mhm. So there's a question that says, how does that fit with the negatives if we're all one? And I think it has to do with when we talk about those things of God, you know, and God is perfection.
Right.
And if they choose to stand outside of that, that is their choice. They're not part of that wholeness.
Right, exactly.
Die Frage war auf Facebook, wie passt das eigentlich zusammen, wenn wir... dass es negative gibt, negative Kräfte, und wir aber auch alle eins sind. Und Michelle sagt, Gott ist quasi Perfektion, und jeder hat den freien Willen, eben zu sagen, ich will draußen bleiben aus dieser Perfektion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your translation was correct, Ted. Allah Akbar means God is great in Arabic.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what they'll say to you. Allah Akbar. Thank you, Michelle.
God is groß, Allah Akbar.
Allah Akbar. You would hear that when I lived in New Delhi, India. I would hear that.
You lived in Delhi?
I lived there for 2.5 years. Yeah.
In an ashram?
No, actually, I had several Fulbright grants there. I was studying law in India, of all things. A whole nother academic career. But living in India introduced me to the concept of karma and reincarnation and other dimensions and other realities. So it really opened up my mind. You know, I had no idea any of this existed before I went there.
Also in Indien hat er erst den Horizont dafür erweitert bekommen über all diese Konzepte wie Karma.
Mm-hmm. One of the most important things I ever learned was the origin of the Happy Meal and how it was invented.
Oh, Ted.
Sorry, strike that.
Move to strike.
But whenever anything happened to you, there was always a spiritual reason for it, and people would explain it that way. Yeah, if you told them something happened to you, like you were in a, like in 1978, I was hit head on by a drunk driver at 100 miles an hour, over 100 miles an hour. I lived through it. They said there must be a spiritual reason for it. And that's what they said. And a bus driver told me that on a trip across northern India at 2 o'clock in the morning, we were talking. But I remember things like that. I love India. It's a great place.
Also er sagt gerade, er wurde auch angefahren und es war ein Wunder, dass er überlebt hat. Und er hat damals schon, der Busfahrer hat zu ihm um diese Uhrzeit gesagt, er erinnert sich gerade so deutlich dran an die Situation, ja, dass alles im Leben, was dir passiert, auch einen spirituellen Hintergrund hat.
That was the trip. I'll tell you something, a fun story. That was the trip I was traveling from, where was I? I was going somewhere in northern India to Srinagar, which is a Muslim town in northern India.
Also in the bus, in einer muslimischen Stadt.
It was during daylight, sometime in the early afternoon, and the bus suddenly stops.
Der Bus
and everybody gets
liegen.
Off. And I said, what's this?
Was
and
los?
The bus driver said,
yeah.
The bus driver said, this is Jesus' tomb.
This is Jesus' tomb?
Jesus' tomb, the tomb of Jesus. And I looked at him, and he said, where are you from? I said, the United States. He said, oh, no wonder. You people don't know anything about Jesus. You don't know anything about history. You just watch TV all the time. It's not there. You're going to find your answers. He had a lot of knowledge. And I said, well, what is this Jesus tomb? He said he had a life after he was killed by the Romans. He came back to life, and he had a family, and his relatives are buried in this. He's buried there, and his relatives are buried in this tomb in northern India. It's well known in India. Ask anybody there and they'll tell you about it. Mm-hmm. And they have tons of tourists. So he stopped there and we went out and I looked at it. I took pictures. So it was an interesting side trip, actually. I learned a lot that trip, believe it or not, from the bus driver.
Okay, also dieser Busfahrer hat Halt gemacht bei einem Dom, namens Jesus Dome, also Jesus Dome. Und er sagt, ja, du aus Amerika, Ted, du, ihr wisst ja alle gar nichts von Jesus. Und er hat ihm gesagt, als Jesus gestorben ist und wieder auferstanden ist, hat er ein weiteres Leben, also hat sein Leben weitergeführt in Indien, wenn ich das so richtig verstanden habe. Und die Inder wissen da sehr viel über sein Leben in Indien, wo Jesus eben noch weitergelebt hat, anscheinend.
I came back from that trip completely changed.
Also vollkommen verwandelt ist er zurückgekommen, yeah, von dieser Reise.
And it helped me start me on my spiritual path. So.
Und somit hat er seinen spirituellen Weg begonnen.
I lived there on and off for 2.5 years from 1990, and then I've been back a couple of times
since. Also 1986. Bis in den 90er hat er dort gelebt.
Ja.
Yeah. Ah.
Ja. 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 I also had a past life in India in 1835. I was an English trader and I used to do spices with my dad. We brought spices from Kolkata to London, make a bunch
of money. Also erinnert sich an ein frühes Leben, 1835 in Indien, ein eigenes.
Yeah, so very lucrative trade back then. Because the English back then, they had no spices, you know, they wouldn't add anything to their food, but they had all these wonderful spices from India and they loved it. So that was a big thing. So spices today, you know, it's a big market for it. There's still a spice market in Cochin on the west coast of India, and that's been there for centuries. And they say that some of the people who were disciples of Jesus actually started it back around 2000, more than 2000 years ago.
Also Gewürze ist ein ganz ein Ding für den Tät. Also die werden in England, die haben ursprünglich gar keine Gewürze verwendet, erst durch diese Gewürze aus Indien ist das, also und das war in der Zeit, wo du gelebt hast. Where you lived in this time when it was very important to ship all the spices all over the world.
Imagine the year is 1830 and you're in London and you go to a little cafe or restaurant, you order potatoes and they just serve you the cooked potato with nothing on it. And that's your meal, right? And then you're getting all these spices from India and people loved it because of all the different flavors you could do. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also früher gab's nur Kartoffeln ohne Gewürze.
What they do not have.
That's right. Well, I think with Biden, he probably wants brains that he does not have. But anyway, another subject. Well, let's have some fun in the we've got about 10 minutes left or so, and I was going to say if the whole planet is changing to scalar, then all the people who are now dying from the shots, many are dead, but there are some dying very sick. They should get better, shouldn't they, Michelle and Gerhard? I mean, they should theoretically get better.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely what it'll look like.
Mm. Okay.
And particularly if they shift timelines where that never happened.
Mm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. You know, when 9/11 happened and I was praying to God about why or how somebody could do something like that, God told me, he said that when Satan was done doing what he was going to do, God was going to do what he was going to do, and he'd make what he did never happen.
I see. Okay.
If that isn't time and dimensional shifting, I don't know what is.
Right. Tell Gerhard about the flock of geese you saw some time ago.
Well, I don't really know what kind of birds they were. You know, I don't think I told you about that, about the flock of birds disappearing. Did I tell you that?
On another timeline, you did. Yes, but on another timeline, you didn't. So I remember the one where you did. So share that.
Well, I mean, you know, the crazy thing is that there's no birds like that here.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not. So I really don't know what kind of birds they were.
Uh-huh. Right. We've got illegal Canadian geese that come down to the States. They don't have they overstay their stay. They're subject to deportation. The Border Patrol tries to catch them, but they can't. So I don't know. It's a mess. What can I say?
They don't pay taxes.
That's right.
Oh, Ted.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. So, you know, I think that we have some really amazing things coming. I really do. I am not gloom and doom at all. I'm very excited about what comes next.
Well, it's funny because I have Tom Palladino on my 3 o'clock show. This will be in an hour, a little more than an hour, Gerhard, on my other station. It's a Japanese-English show.
Mm-hmm.
And all he does is scalar energy. He's been doing it for years. So it fits. Today's the Scalar Energy Program Day.
Right.
So, you know, and it's a fun topic to talk about, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So Gerhard, is there anything that Michelle could help you with for a healing?
No.
Okay.
I feel fine.
Okay, you look great.
But
okay. Yeah.
If you I'm open for healing every time.
Well, we certainly, you know, brought all the resonances that would be necessary for a healing have been played today.
Right.
And so if you think about resonance in the human body, think about where if you had a brick wall and you had gaps in your brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
And in those resonances that we played,
mm-hmm.
if you needed this brick, it filled it in.
I see. Okay.
You know, because you're not all messed up, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, you just have little chinks here and there that need to be filled, and one of those resonances would do that for you.
I see. Wonderful.
Okay.
Can people order it from you if they want?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have, I'm trying to think if I have any of those with me. They're little energy pumps that are basically Tesla technology, and you can put those reagents with a name. You know, you can write your name and put it on a little energy pump and put the reagent right on top, and it'll broadcast it right to you.
Oh, how lovely. Okay.
I mean, it's really slick. I mean, you don't have to have a lot of equipment to make it work.
I see. Okay.
You just have to have the right equipment, not a lot of it.
Right. Right. Derek Conduit, he's a wonderful fellow. He does a lot with shungite. Sent me this here. He said to put, this is all made of shungite, and he said to write your intention on a piece of paper and then put it in this little hole here, and it will broadcast out whatever you put in there. So if you want to have a good day, a happy, positive day, you can write that in a little note, Michelle, and have it broadcast anyway. It's a little shungite broadcaster, so
mm-hmm. kind of fun. Yeah, because see, you can just, they have these little energy pumps. These are little scalar Tesla coils.
Yeah.
And you can just put your name on a piece of paper or fingernail, a hair, a drop of blood,
uh-huh.
and you just put the reagent on top of it, and it'll uh-huh. broadcast to you using these reagents.
Oh, lovely.
You can do a picture. I mean, uh-huh. it's really, really slick how you can do different things.
Uh-huh. Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not going to mention Happy Meals now. So
I'm going to cure you of Happy Meals, Ted, if it's the last thing I do.
Sorry.
You know, if you're not going to get extra money from McDonald's, you just need not to give them any more airtime.
All right. That sounds fair enough. Yeah.
The meal that makes you happy.
Yeah, that I guess, right? But if anybody's interested, you know, in learning a little bit more about the radionics and stuff, I had my email at the bottom of the picture, the drpeel@gmail.com.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can they also contact you telepathically, too, if that's all right?
Well, I don't see why not.
All right. Just saying.
I don't know what the delay might be, but...
Okay. Also warte, ich sage das mal kurz durch, und zwar alle, die sich interessieren für die Arbeit von Michelle Peel und über Radionics, was auch immer, man kann ihr eine E-Mail schreiben an drpeel@gmail.com, also drpeal zusammengeschrieben.
E-A-L.
drpeal und @gmail.com. Okay. And a website? Do you have a website also?
I do. It's Terrific Solutions. It's TURIFIC Solutions LLC.com.
Terrific Solutions?
Yeah, TURIFIC Solutions LLC.com.
Okay, that's great. Because you have terrific solutions. That makes sense.
Okay, wonderful.
Great. That's great.
God has given us terrific solutions.
That's right.
You know, all of the reagents that I work with now have been divinely downloaded. They've just been given.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they work so well.
Wonderful.
He made us. He knows how to fix us.
Right. That's great. That's great. Well, this has been a wonderful program. Any questions, Gerhard, you may have of?
I'm happy with this meal.
If later we wanna look at the crystalline blood, y'all just have to let me know and I'll make sure I have all that. I just don't happen to have that today.
Okay, all right. Well, das macht nichts, makes no difference. We'll just do it at another time. And I want to thank everyone so much for listening. If you have further questions, just email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'm happy to forward them on to Dr. Peel. And I will be writing Nineveh and Holly back here a little while. I got some other things to recommend, too, for them. But I can feel it in my bones. We are on our way to ascension. This will help us shift into the fourth dimension in preparation for the fifth. And one thing interesting you said too, Michelle, is that fifth dimension is not a destination. It's just a waylay station on the way to 7.5. My goodness. That's
yeah.
That's,
and on.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. You know, cause I'm just testing right now. Are we stopping at 7.5? No. 8, 9, 10. Here's the thing, it's not stopping. Are there any blocks to us going completely scalar and not being limited to dimensions? And I get a no.
Really?
It's just a matter of how far do you want to go.
I see. Yeah. Well, let's go all the way. Why not?
Exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
What would be the point in staying?
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I wouldn't stop for the happy meal myself, but others might.
I don't know, Ted. You're awful addicted to that happy meal.
Anyway. Well, I'll send you both the download of the show. It's going to take me a couple hours. When I get it done, I'll send it both to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank you, Dr. Peel, for all your fantastic work for coming on today. And Gerhard, of course, for all your fantastic help. And then... let's see, Gerhard, we should have our next show. What do you think?
In 2 weeks we have a vacation day, so I would rather have our next show in 3 weeks. Is it okay?
I think that's fine. We could ein Moment bitte. Let's see here. VBS. Maybe the 14th of November.
Is it 3 weeks from now?
Oh, no, 7th of November. 3 weeks would be 7th.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay.
Then that's it. Okay.
That would be fine. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
7th and then again on the 21st.
Okay. And now we can start a water song if you want to.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Great. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So November 7th mm-hmm. and wait a minute. November 7th and November 21st.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay. Great.
So great. That's the amazing show.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It. This has been a lot of fun, my friends. So.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. It was wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for this wonderful time, Michelle.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, this was so much fun. This was so much fun. Actually, on the 7th, I have scheduled one of America's best psychics, Judy Callio. So she'll be fun.
Mm. So then, good night.
Good night, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Gerhard. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Michelle, good dreams.
あなたに光る星青い地球は水の星光の Solution for entertainment.